This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A day of drama is set to unfold Wednesday here in Washington, with Special Counsel Robert Mueller testifying before Congress about Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election on behalf of Donald Trump, and whether Trump subsequently obstructed justice as president by trying to impede the prosecutor's investigation. Trump says he has no intention of watching the nationally televised Mueller hearing, or maybe only snippets of it. He insists the hearings are a waste of time and that he has been exonerated of either colluding with the Russians or interfering with Mueller's investigation. Mueller reached no conclusion whether Trump obstructed justice. Mueller pointedly said that if his team had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, he would have said so, but they did not say so. Boris Johnson will replace Prime Minister Theresa May when she steps down Wednesday. Britain's Conservative Party announced Tuesday that Johnson won the election to be its new leader and become the country's next prime minister.
I know some wag has already pointed out that Deliver, Unite and Defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud. But they forgot the final E, my friends. E for energize. And I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do.
Johnson defeated Jeremy Hunt in the voting that ended Monday night by a nearly 2-1 margin. Johnson replaces Prime Minister Theresa May, who leaves office following repeated failures to deliver Britain's exit from the European Union. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The UN Refugee and UN Migration Agencies have welcomed a decision by European states to end the arbitrary detention of refugees and migrants in Libya. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The ministerial meeting was triggered by the July 5th bombing of the Tajoura detention center on the outskirts of the Libyan capital, Tripoli. Agency spokesman Charlie Yaxley says no one should be returned to detention centers in Libya after being intercepted or rescued at sea.
Well, while that arbitrary detention of people after being rescued by the Libyan Coast Guard continues, then conditionalities should be put for any state support to the Coast Guard until that stops.
Yaxley says the UNHCR is concerned that search and rescue operations are increasingly left to non-governmental organizations or commercial vessels. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The governor of the U.S. western state of Arizona, Doug Ducey, declared a state of emergency as wildfires burn in the northern part of Arizona.
Several helicopters and air tankers as needed, with additional resources on the way. With 1,800 acres so far have been burned, this risk is very real.
The fire, which is 10% contained, began on Sunday. This chart an estimated 10 square kilometers in a mountain pass that's a prime spot for recreation within minutes of downtown Flagstaff. Rain in the forecast this week could bring some relief there. The U.S. Justice Department says it is opening a sweeping antitrust investigation into big technology companies looking into whether they suppress competition and harm consumers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has that story.
The Justice Department says it wants to ensure that Americans have access to free markets and that companies compete on merit and remain responsive to consumer demands. Although it didn't name any companies, it's assumed that targets will likely include Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, which were the subject of congressional hearings last week. While some lawmakers are calling for legislative or regulatory changes, one Wall Street analyst, Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities, says he thinks there will be just some tweaks and some penalties, but no big structural changes for the big tech companies. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And the U.S. envoy to Sudan says the country's path to a civilian government will be long and a complex one. Daniel Booth is urging the various parties to resolve their issues quickly so that, in his words, the country can begin to address issues of reform and move forward to a better future. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.